Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Today's big question is it still worth owning property in KZN? Do you recommend buying or selling? Let's get into some of the opening sentiments by ordinary citizens in this province.
Hi, it's Kulani here, and listen, for me, owning property in KZN is just a smart move. You know, if you want to create wealth, there's demand in the coast, there's other things that you can do to make yourself money in terms of Airbnbs. December time is going to be a perfect time to make a whole lot of money. And yeah, it's very attractive today. I'm happy about it.
It depends. I believe, given municipal failures, crime risks, and slow real price growth since 2022, renting is a better choice for flexibility and avoiding concentrated local risks.
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. It's the buying property versus renting property in KZN conversation. So, let's talk about buying property very quickly. Here's what the numbers are showing. If you are renting out property in Durban or parts of KZN, you're probably doing quite well, right? Landlords are earning around 10 to 11% in returns, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not pretty bad, good. Not bad.
But house prices themselves haven't grown very much. They've only gone up by about 2% in the past year, except for areas like Abilito, Assault Rock, these kind of emerging areas up on the north, right? Where values are climbing faster. And while the South African Reserve Bank has started easing interest rates, homes are still much more expensive to finance than they were pre-COVID, pre-2020. So yes, KZN property is stabilizing, but it's not the quote-unquote runaway wealth engine it used to be.
So I am for renting. And if you think back to 10 years ago, buying property felt like a no-brainer. You know, it felt like an investment. You bought, you waited, and then the value went up. But fast forward to now, you've got crime, bad drainage, rising rates, and some suburbs literally sinking in bad service delivery. So if you're the type who is looking for somewhat flexibility, less stress, and you don't want to be fighting umasipala, municipality, over every leak every single week, then renting is for you. There's no bond, no rates, you're just paying rent and you live your best life.
So in this hour, we are asking you, as the people of KZN, the ones who are renting, the ones who are owning, the ones who are owning and then renting out their properties, is it still worth owning property? Actually owning the property in KZN? Are you choosing to buy or rent? Give us a call, 087-086-9495, or drop us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
I'm now going to speak like a resident from Belita.
Don't you rent?
Are rising in investment.
Don't you rent?
I do rent.
You should buy.
But that's not the point. I actually enjoy renting.
But you should buy. You're
buying
on the up, doll.
The rates. Have you seen the rates?
That's true. Actually, you know what? I take it back.
When things break, you must call car.
So this is, and this is the reality, right? Right, so renting versus owning in KZN in particular. So up first from Overport, we have Joe. Hi, my Joe.
Hi guys. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. So Joe, what is your stance on this? Are we renting? Are we buying?
No, we rented for sure. I bought a place in 2015.
Yeah.
And a few months later, we were burgled and we were completely wiped out. And my wife couldn't take it. She like had any feeling. People were inside the house and all of that. So we put it on the market. We went on sale. We made a good penny on it.
Yeah.
And from then, I've rented and I've moved places two or three times to accommodate my family growing. I had my mom come in, then my mom moved out, and then we had the flexibility to go wherever we want. You know,
yeah.
We choose security areas and so on. Whereas if you bought a place, you're stuck here. You can't go until you feel like, okay, fine, I have to.
It's long term. Yeah.
For me, renting is the way to go. Maybe when my son is older and like finished school and varsity, and we want to move, maybe then. But for now, you know what? Renting all the way.
Yeah,
this is what's working for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. All the way from Overport. We've got Stefan all the way from Pinetown, who is a homeowner.
A homeowner.
What are your thoughts, Stefan?
I definitely think that buying is the way to go because you have people like Jay Spoo who are so kind. They are helping us pay our bonds. It's that additional income that we have. And also when you're renting, the people can kick you out anytime. I mean, they can just be... When you're renting, you say you have that flexibility, but the owner also has that flexibility.
That's true.
Whereas...
That is true, actually, because if the owner decides...
They can anytime just say, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't feel like renting out anymore.
And actually, Stefan...
But then you move and find another place.
No. But I think what Stefan is saying is that you could be very happy and comfortable in your rented apartment.
And start loving someone's house.
And then if the owner of that apartment decides, I would now like to sell this apartment, like Joe was saying earlier, I don't want to be here anymore, you have to get out.
Yeah, guys,
you can't stay there.
When you're renting, you must hold back on being too committed to the posy. It's not yours.
At any moment,
you are just there temporarily. It's giving you the flexibility that you need when you want to move, and they still have to continue paying for the bond. Who is it benefiting then?
It's still going to benefit the owner of the house.
No, but then they have to pay. They have to pay monthly either way.
They'll just get another tenant.
How many times are you going to have to move then if you are renting?
Good point.
I got that the levies, my friend, on owning. Ha, have you seen the levies? Depending on where you play. I ain't guess, but there's too much.
JSP is not about this levy life. Stefan, thank you very much. And enjoy, just like shout out to the tenants. Shout out to the tenants who are paying the bonds.
shout out to the tenants.
Suga, man. Don't make it look like we don't like this life.
So,
we like this life.
So we've heard two opposing thoughts here from Joe, who bought the place. There was a crime incident. His wife didn't want to be there anymore. They sold. Since then, the family dynamic has changed a bunch. So the renting has offered them that flexibility, right?
Which is cool, yeah.
Stefan is saying, Negs, what you need is to buy a place, put a tenant in there, like a Joe, for argument's sake.
Let him
pay off the bond while his family is doing what they need to do, and you are chilling. So where do you land on this? Are we renting in KZN? Are we buying property in KZN?
Yeah, renting more flexible. If you want to move about, that one works for you. But also, the only thing you're paying for is your rent. If there's any damage to the posy, then you call the landlord. You're like, hey, come and fix your posy.
Will they come? Will they fix
it? Depends
on
the type of landlord that you have. And then the other argument was, of course, just buying there.
Just to have it. Okay, so we have Warren on the line. Warren, you're up first. How are you?
How's it?
Hey, guys. I'm all good. How are you guys?
Good. Warren, what's your story?
Okay, so I'm going to go with buying property, eh? The reason being is my bond is governed by the inflation. It's governed by the interest rate. Okay, so it goes up, it goes down, but it's relatively stable besides... unless we have a COVID incident or something like that. But rental generally goes up by inflation, and landlords, they can put it up by pretty much whatever they want, 7-8%. And you take that over a period of, I don't know, 5, 10, 12 years, my bond is going to stay relatively stable, where your rental income is going to go up, and it's going to go up, and it's going to go up.
Oh,
and then on top of that is people don't account for when they go on pension. And when they retire, can they afford to pay rent let's say, the Lido?
I
had to bring that into it. So it's part of the planning, eh? So buying...
Oh, man, that's so unfortunate we had to lose him. But that's a decent point right there. I felt that when he said that. Can I afford to cocaine rent?
No. But that is a valid
point. Yeah, that's a valid point. I hear that, yeah.
Now, obviously, we're going to have a bunch of especially millennials and younger people coming through going, lolcat, I couldn't afford to buy a house now.
Yeah.
I can't think about what life is like when I'm 60. Babes, we're going to be working until the day we die.
Yeah, so on the other side, we have Ayanda from Emanzi Mtoti, which is giving a bit of both, right, Ayanda?
Yes, I've done both.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
I've done both.
I'm good, guys. I've been a renter and I'm currently a landlord, and I'll choose being a landlord at any day. However, you need to be careful. First, let's start with being a renter. When you rent a place, you have no freedom of choosing a color and repainting it and whatever the case might be. Unless you've got really nice landlords that allow you to do that, but most of the time they don't.
Yep.
But being an owner, there's also good and bad. I've got a sectional title and I've got a standalone. And right now, the problem because the levies, I agree with you, they're astronomical. And on top of that, you have zero control on the maintenance of the outside of your property. So my one, I've had a leak for the past 4 years, and even if I have a solution and how to fix it, I can't. I have to wait for the Board of Trustees to do something about it. And it's been a headache. So I would choose a standalone at any time. Okay. Coming back to Warren's point with the retirees, I would advise people, buy a property. If you can't afford to keep it now, buy it, rent it out. A standalone, do not buy a sectional title. Because even in old age, you are not going to have control over it. You're never going to own it. And looking at the fact that the inflation is insane and cost of living is ridiculous, you're not going to be able to afford to stay on it. So buy something that you're going to be able to rent out, pay off while you're still young, and try and get it off the grid. And that's going to make your life a lot more easier.
Ayanda,
and that's what I'm doing.
Yes,
that's solid, right?
Get a call, yes.
So, Stacey, Ayanda, KZN, and you listening to our voices right now. Play with me for a second, right? So this is my thinking. I think it's all based on your financial flexibility.
Absolutely.
Right? So as an independent contractor, someone who works a certain period, and then when the contract ends, it's gone. If I buy a property as an independent contractor, if ECR decides, hey, bye.
Not that that's going to happen.
Touch wood.
I love my job,
How am I going to pay for my bond? Yes, you're thinking, oh, rent it out, right? But that still doesn't cover what I would be paying for the bond. So entertain me for a second. My option as an independent contractor or someone who has a contract is to buy a plot of land, build as and when you get money, load it up into that account as you're building your house, and hopefully you get to a point where you can now live in it as you are building it. And in the event where something happens, at least you own that, and all you are paying is for your levies, electricity and water. If you're not graphing, you don't have electricity, you don't have water, but at least you own that damn house. You
know? That's very true. That is absolutely true. I do have another property that I got through the travel land.
Okay, babe. I own 51% of everything. Okay.
Listen, I'm building my retirement
Love that for you, man. Love that. Yeah, you were saying?
So that property, you're right, absolutely 1,000%. And what I did was I took the rent that I got from obviously the suburban house, and I paid a little bit more of my bond into it, and I took whatever I made out of it.
Smart.
And I obviously put it onto the tribal land. So that house is absolutely free now. It's finished. Like if I retire, I'm perfectly fine. And only thing I need to worry about is my utilities.
Okay, so Ayanda, listen.
Thank you.
I don't want you to worry about your utilities, because at the rate things are going now, I'm going to come and live with you. So I will cover the utilities there in that freestanding home.
Shut up, man.
And everything's Gucci, babes. Everything is all Gucci. Ayanda, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
This has been an incredible conversation, because it is something that people get very... And we have to think about it.
You must,
And actually, I'm sure there are at least four people listening who are very uncomfortable. You're like, why? I feel so seen.
Why did I buy this house?
But we need to have these conversations. Because the more you know, the more you know. We are going to continue with this conversation after your traffic. Also, we have a property practitioner. His name is Dave Cameron from Pam Golding's Property. He is going to weigh in as well on the latest property trends in KZN and which options often work for which particular reason, season, and lifetime. So if you're a little confused, hold tight, babes. Hold tight.
Stacey and Jace Boo, Johnny here from Pongola. Well, I would say better to rather rent a place than to own a place. If you own it and you want to rent it out, not everyone looks after your property, so you have to fix this and fix that and fix this and fix that, and there's electricity that goes up and it's water and it's sanitation and everything. And the other side is you have to pay so much taxes on your property as well every year. And whether if you rent a place, you just pay the rent and you buy the electricity that you use.
Hello, East Coast. Hope you're well. Yeah, my father gave me advice. And one of the advice he gave me said, please buy your own place, own your own home, that you don't want to be someone else's slave, paying someone else's rent and him telling you, get out. And when you own your own home, you are only controlled by the bank, how much interest you can pay when the interest goes up and down. And he also told me, never ever buy a house after the age of 40. It must be done between 30 and 35. So at least when you go on pension at 55 or 60 or 65, your house is fully paid.
Hey, this is Andreas. My house will be paid off in the next couple of weeks, and then I'll be bond free. But I agree with you on the buying a piece of land and developing that piece of land with something like a container home that gives you the luxury, it gives you modern style, it gives you the affordability as well to design your home in the way that you want. And it's a comfortable, safe environment to live in. So that is an option that you need to think of. And very, very important, no matter where you're starting out in life, focus on getting your own place. Instead of paying rent and paying off someone else's bond, you could pay off towards what is best for your retirement options. So always consider about what is best long term, as opposed to just paying someone else's rent in the short term.
Is it still worth owning property in KZN? Are you choosing to buy or rent? We gave you an opportunity to weigh in your thoughts. Many things were said. There are pros and cons for both, but I think now is we need to get the professionals to come in and give us the numbers and which way is the best way.
So again, to a point that Jay made earlier, this is very true, and we are not tone deaf. We live in the world. We understand that not everybody even has the option.
Yeah, it's about flexibility, bro.
And at this stage, I don't mean to be funny, but the majority of millennials are still living with their parents. That's the reality of what's going on, because everything is so expensive. So wealth planning, wealth management, the career you choose, the side hustles you have to embark on to get the bills paid, saving structures, all that kind of stuff. These are important conversations. And then maybe one day we will all get to invest in our own little sliver of KZN. Hey, neighbor. So we've called on the professionals here, property practitioner. His name is Dave Cameron. He's from Pam Golding Properties. And he's going to tell us the what's what and the what's for. So buckle up, triggering content.
This is Dave Cameron from Pam Golding North Coast. I feel the property market at the moment is very positive. Sentiment is very high. In terms of renting or buying, it all boils down to affordability. Yes, in certain price bands, it's better to rent and it makes sense. But we are starting to see a shortage of stock on the rental market, which is ultimately driving the price up. This becomes all about cash flow. Owning or buying, we're seeing there's a fair bit of choice on the market at the moment, which does make for buyers with a wait and see stance. However, we are starting to see a market shift from buyer's market to a seller's market, which means prices are on the rise. And so now would be a good time to buy from a capital growth perspective. KZN North Coast has a lot going for it. And currently we're feeding off a very positive spin in our tourism sector with Club Med opening its doors next year, which we feel will positively impact our market.
Yeah, some positivity coming through there, especially on the North Coast. Shout out to Dave Cameron for giving us some insight. It's all based on your financial flexibility. There are pros, there are cons to both. Do whichever one works for your bank account. Yeah.
Don't make any sudden movements. Talk to the professionals first, please, for the full podcast and everything that everyone had to say. It's a lot of information to digest. Go to ecr.co.za, click on Stacey and Jay Spoo, and also be on a standby. Music challenge on the way, worth 3,000 rand and 11 minutes past 5. If you want it, WhatsApp your name along with mine. Use the hashtag Stacey Norman's Big Music Challenge and send that to 061-792.
Can I tell you what happened?
And 495.
When you said 3,000 rand, my head, because now I pay rent and I have to pay bond, I was like, oh, imagine what that would do for my bank.
It's giving deposit.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.